Plenty of workers say they couldn't do their jobs without some music in the background to coincide with the new NPR Music Online series. Netta Ulaby talked to people whose bosses allow music at work to find out what they listen to.
The Big Bear Cafe in Washington, D.C. is the opposite of Starbucks. It's an open, airy space, uncluttered with knickknacks for sale, and filled with music that reflects the barista's unconventional tastes.
It's Mulatu Asgatke. I believe that's the way you pronounce his name. He's a very prominent Ethiopian jazz artist.
Barista Kristen Capps is a writer and musician, but he frequently learns about music from his coworkers.
I picked up Polar Bear after Reggie played it one day.
It's a jazz band called Polar Bear.
Barista Reggie Elliott says Polar Bear is more interesting than the predictable cafe swirl of Miles Davis and the Buena Vista Social Club.
Very experimental, lots of horns, drums, kind of old school, but also sound very new. And they're awesome, and they're very obscure. So, you know, you don't want to play the same thing that everyone else is playing.
Elliott and Capps have something in common with a group of men and women about 3,000 miles away. Periscope Studios in Portland, Oregon, is home to about 20 comic book artists. They all work together in one big room, says Steve Lieber, who wrote a graphic novel called Whiteout.
When you're acting as a DJ for the room, you try to pick up on the rhythm of the room. If everybody's aggravated, you want to play something that'll maybe calm them down.
The beta band.
Yeah. Parker has completely changed the room's rhythm by playing Dry the Rain from the beta band. Exactly.
It always worked.
It never fails.
Parker is Jeff Parker, who's worked on series like X-Men for Marvel Comics. He uses music to channel the feelings of his characters.
Last year I was writing a miniseries called Agents of Atlas for Marvel, and I had one issue where the team all fell apart, and it was supposed to be the depressing part of the story. So I just kept Radiohead on the entire day while I was writing that script, and it worked beautifully. It really kept me in the mood. I didn't get off message with it.
Staying on message via music sounds familiar to Mike Connolly, a retired air traffic controller who prefers to be called Hammer. He's campaigning full-time in Albuquerque, New Mexico, on behalf of Barack Obama.
If I know I got to go out and do something inspirational at like a union meeting or something, I might listen to Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire.
But when Hammer's doing something mundane, like copying flyers or scanning documents, he listens to his favorite kind of music, country. Workday passes
like molasses in wintertime. George Strait, Alan Jackson, Brad Paisley, I got all their music there. I really like that music. If you got the music playing in the background, it'll keep your mind working instead of just going straight to the task, straight to the task, straight to the task, straight to the task.
Mindless, repetitive labor more than anything else screams for a soundtrack. I wanted to interview someone who cleans houses for the story. But every single cleaning company I called said they do not allow their employees to listen to music while they work.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And to hear suggestions from NPR Music's new series, Listen While You Work, visit nprmusic.org.